Governor David Ige introduced Hawaii's first venture capital legislation as a state senator more than 20 years ago. Today, innovation companies are contributing hundreds of millions of dollars to the state's economy, and the governor is supporting their growth around a strong university system.
It does start with the university public education system and upgrading and ensuring that our students get those skills. It is about trying to create the capital environment, so the business accelerators, access to venture capital and seed capital, which is really creating an ecosystem that supports the entrepreneurs.
The administration is also requesting bids to build a broadband cable landing site in Hawaii. The existing cables are aging, and the landing site will provide connectivity when new cables are installed and will ensure Hawaii is not bypassed in the process.
If we don't have broadband, we have no innovation economy, and it has to be accessible and affordable.
Robbie Melton is the executive director and CEO of the High Technology Development Corporation. She's heading a program to create 80,000 high-tech jobs earning $80,000 annually by 2030.
We grew about 4,000 jobs last year, so there are about 80,000 jobs. But according to certain data analysis, there are 900 jobs unfilled, because we don't have people trained to do them. And so that's why we're trying to do accelerated training.
Melton says fast-track training programs will place people in high-tech jobs in 4 to 15 months. Department of Business, Economic Development, and Tourism Director Louis Salaveria is also spearheading an effort to deploy 5G wireless broadband for mobile carriers in Hawaii.
There are studies out there that show the deployment of 5G network could add as much as 3,000 new jobs in very high technology related fields. So we're very much supportive of this ongoing effort to bring 5G to Hawaii.
A number of bills are advancing in the legislature to support growth in these areas. But Governor Ige says high salary jobs will be created with lower investment costs due to technological advancements.
The equipment that would allow a small business to be able to increase manufacturing capability used to be millions of dollars, and now for $50,000 or $100,000, you can make significant investments in these things that allows businesses to manufacture things. Now, if you're a fashion designer, you can create designs and have a live 3D model in a half an hour or 45 minutes.
According to the Hawaii Business Roundtable, innovation jobs make up 7% of the state's economy. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.